Professor Griffin from Ann Arbor, living at a distance of 40 miles from Detroit, said General Motors is an extraordinarily efficient organization. Now, he gave me the answer, but not quite an answer. May I just quote the speech of a chairman of General Motors 36 years ago in 1925. This chairman of General Motors said the following: in practically all our activities, we seem to suffer from the inertia resulting from our great size. It seems to be hard for us to get action when it comes to a matter of putting our ideas across. There are so many people involved and require such a tremendous effort to put something new into effect. Sometimes I'm forced to come to the conclusion that General Motors is so large and its inertia so great that it is impossible for us to really be leaders. That was 36 years ago. And since... Well, after this discussion, yes. Well, I want to stick you up. Yes. Well, perhaps in order to demonstrate the problem, I wanted to get into the discussion. It is the best to tell a joke. It's a very old joke. I heard it in New York 10 years ago about the problem of bigness. A man walking down Fifth Avenue, all of a sudden he sees a big 20-store building, a tremendously big barbershop. In all the stores, they were shaving and hairdressing and so on and so forth. The man makes like that. Let's go in. Walks in, sits down in a comfortable chair, the air whistling out on the back. The barber comes. Please, what do you want to have? Well, I want to have a shave. Excuse me. Are you from the house? No, I just walked in. Well, in that case, you see, I can't help you. You see, here in this barbershop, we have 20 stores. We are so growing so big that we are completely occupied by shaving each other. Therefore, we can't accept clients from the street, you see. That is the problem I want to raise. Now, I wanted to ask Monsieur Dafos to begin with this talk, but I heard, since he's speaking French, that the interpreter, the French, English interpreter, is not yet here. Or is he coming? He's not yet here. Of course, it wouldn't be necessary to translate his French, because he's not from Paris, he's from Lyon. And his French is so beautiful that even those who have never heard a word of French will understand him. But nevertheless, we have an interpreter. Therefore, I'm going now to ask another speaker, Dr. Flender. Dr. Flender is a member since 1957 of our society, and there is a possibility that not all people know him. Dr. Flender, who is a doctor since last May, a doctor honoris causa by the Institute of Technology at Aachen. In the next quarterly, you will read more about. They gave him the doctor honoris causa. He is a businessman, and not only a businessman, he is a self-made man, and he owns his own business. He is in the gear business, a business near the Dutch frontier at Bochum, with about 2,000 or more than 2,000 workers. Therefore, this is not small business, it will be more medium business. Now, Dr. Flender will talk to us on the problem of small and big business, and I should like to ask now Dr. Flender to begin with his talk. I forced him to speak English. He wanted to deliver a speech in German, which nobody understands, of a few minority, and that's the reason I asked him to develop his ideas in English, but he excuses himself. He can't speak free. He's reading his English paper. Dr. Flender.